tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, we're back.
Yes,
the boys are back in town.
Oh yeah,
the people are
back in town. This is AfterBuzz TV, and we're doing the 100 season 3 episode 1, 180 part 1.
Wow.
I'm Tari J. Miller, and I'm joined by two wonderful people. Introduce yourself, Ben Bateman.
Guys, I'm so excited to be back. This is so great. It's been so long. We had to wait like a whole extra season.
Yeah,
it's insane. We're back in the swing of things. Lots changed since last we were here. Alexis got married. You had a baby.
Oh, yeah.
I work on the Jimmy Kimmel show now. None of that's true.
So much has happened. Yeah. Alexis Torres.
Hey, well, I feel like a jerk because I'm after this suave mofo
next to me.
But, I got married. He had a baby around Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
I'm also going to be the new Mother Teresa. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. But I'm really happy to be back because I've been talking about how excited I've been about this show for, like, months.
It's exciting.
So I need my 100 now.
This was on, like, a bunch of... This show ended up on a bunch of, like, top 10 shows to watch lists, which was, like, last year I felt like we were, like, the really underappreciated show.
Yeah.
We all loved it, but like not that many people aside from like the really diehard people knew about it.
And there was a lot of diehard fans.
Yes.
That were really, and I love you guys. You're all amazing.
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot more press on this show now. So I just decided because the season premiere I'd wear a bow tie. I don't normally wear a bow tie, but you know, for this, just for today, I just felt like it was appropriate.
As Tari and I are just wearing our normal attire.
Yeah, right? Now they're going to demand that you wear one every week.
Episode.
A bow tie? This is safe for special
every
occasions.
Every time. Everybody's saying, Ben, you look fly. Also, thanks, guys, for being in the chat with us and hanging out.
Yeah, I love it.
Ben looks fly.
Oh, Raven's Man? Did somebody just call me Raven's Man?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, yes, I agree with Genova Death. The cake is a lie, which is an alley. I was like, yay, Portal reference. Okay, I'm sorry. We can continue now.
So before we get into the show, I just wanted to say, welcome. If this is your first time joining us, hey, we're a fun, cool crowd of people. If you're a returning fan, hey, good to see you again. And if you haven't done so yet, make sure to like and subscribe, go on that iTunes, and make sure you thumbs up, because we're amazing, you're amazing. We're also on SoundCloud, so make sure to check that out as well. And, you know, we're here every week on the YouTubes.
On the YouTubes.
All right. So, let's talk about the show. General thoughts coming back after such a long hiatus.
Well, first and foremost for me, I there was a part of me that just felt like I had to kind of get reacclimated to the tone of the show. Like, I was missing some of it. I mean, even just seeing characters, I had to be like, was that somebody I knew from, like, one of the scenes in Mount Weather? Like,
right.
It's been a little while, you know what I mean? Bellamy's got a girl now. Like, that was a huge thing. We all were who's that? Do we know her?
We had to look her up on IMDb because we were like, who is this person?
Right.
Was she here before? What's happening?
Well, how big of a time jump was it, do you think?
Three months.
Yeah, it was about three months.
Because
we had the time kind of played out to us through Murphy.
Right.
So we know that he was there for
86 days. Yeah.
And so that's our frame of reference.
Okay.
I was like, I can't do math. Well, how much is that?
Yeah, it's, you know, each month is 30 days or so.
What? Sure.
Unless it
Wait.
Was... Yeah.
Who knew about this? I didn't know about this.
It's news.
Get out of here.
I just read it in an article.
AfterBuzz exclusive.
For the record, because I saw a comment in the chat, by the way, I don't work for Jimmy Kimmel. There was no marriages or babies.
It was a joke.
We were kidding. Thank you for the congratulations. But,
I know. We appreciated it.
It's not
I felt
thing.
So much love. I was like, hey!
You guys don't know. I could have had a baby.
No, we knew you had a baby. We were talking about our stuff was fake.
Tari's boo is on the couch right now.
Yeah.
His newborn.
Yeah. It inspires me. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl, hi. How that baby looking? Okay, sorry.
Oh, man.
Oh, sound effects.
Just all the sound effects
yeah,
tonight.
Can this show just be sound effects? Mm.
What are we, an 80s, like, what is it? Like, an 80s radio station? Like, what are we doing?
It's long.
Yeah, we're not going to get into that.
All right. Anyways, so, as we mentioned, Murphy, he kind of eased us into this episode.
Eased? Okay, I was like, get out.
which I thought was a really fun sequence. Like, I didn't know going into it if we were going to start immediately after Clark left and see her journey of kind of being alone, or if we were going to immediately jump. But we did a little bit of both. We started, like, right where we left off, but then we saw the whole world through one person's perspective and his descent into madness.
Yeah, I mean, again, like, throughout this whole episode, I mean, these guys can attest that the fact that I was like, wow, CW? Is this a CW show? I don't know what's happening,
yeah,
but I did...
Yeah, they pushed the boundaries a little bit.
No, yeah, but I liked that we didn't have, like, a typical, like, let's start off in, well, now Arcadia instead of Ark or whatever.
Yeah.
But I like how we pretty much just started off in a very... not broad way, but the fact that it was just, it was extremely intense and uncomfortable and just watching just, also that actor is amazing.
Yeah.
So I love him, even though I hate his character with like a fiery passion.
Right, but
I loved how seeing his character just like, oh wow, this happened. And then now you just see him just pretty much just go crazy.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of shirtless dudes to start this episode on.
Why not?
They were like, let's put the two heartthrobs of the show fighting each other with their shirts off.
Yeah.
And then we'll just never get back to what was going on.
I just
thought
that it was
training,
in slow-mo, too. I was just like, okay, this is happening.
Yeah, with Murphy's situation, it felt like almost...
No. With the slow-mo during the fight, too. The sparring match. There was slow-mo in the beginning.
Oh, was there?
Yeah. I was just like, I mean, obviously you weren't paying attention. But, like, yeah, I'm just kidding. But, like, yeah, it was pretty much these two shirtless guys every time they punch, there was like this giant sound effect, and it was like,
we just did Face Off by John Woo on my action movie show this last week.
You should go watch it, which is
so much slow mo. Like, it's the most slow mo fied thing you've ever seen. Like, Nick Cage, like, drinking a Diet Coke in slow mo, like, getting out of a car in slow mo. That's the whole movie. So, like, I guess must just not even notice.
No, I mean, but the fact of, like, just seeing one person go crazy in slow mo and then watching just two guys going, like, kind of Rocky status, you know, slow mo, it's kind of like over your head. But I noticed that was different.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, do you guys... So, let me ask you guys. Obviously, we got all the characters together last season for the most part, and we really learned to care about the relationships. Obviously, Lexa and Clark's relationship, everybody cared about a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, obviously, you had Mount Weather and you had the Ark, but it was still, like, very much the core group of people. So, Murphy and Jaha, when they left and went out to what is now, like, this, like, mansion and him being in the bunker... Do you care a whole lot about that storyline yet? I had a feeling of, okay, it's understandable this would have, like, lack momentum for me because they have to build this.
Right.
But I found myself in those scenes feeling very much like, I don't really care very much yet.
Well, go ahead.
No, I have to agree with you on that because I really didn't, I mean, I don't really care for this Allie storyline just yet because we don't really know what's going on besides the fact that obviously it's the, like, Hal, you know, kind of thing that we're having. But, yeah, I mean, I'm glad that Murphy got off the island in a weird way, and I'm glad that Jaha has found his weird sense of peace, and I'm kind of okay with just leaving it at that.
Right.
I really don't want to find out more.
I believe Isaiah Washington and Richard Harmon are talented enough actors that... And Allie's just smoking. That I think. That
yeah, she was. If you guys are not fans of Eureka out there, that's where I fell in love with this actress. I forgot her name off the top of my head because I was distracted and, by her gorgeousness. But yeah, I've always loved her as an actress. She can play anything. So
yeah.
It's like Erica or something. I can't remember.
Yeah, I think she's smoking. So,
yeah.
But I do think that they're talented enough actors that, and it's an interesting enough, like. It's so different from the setting that we've had before that I think we will probably find out there's something. And I liked the City of Light bit. I liked the with the pill.
It was really good.
I was like, we're doing Matrix?
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing
that
now?
Was cool.
I liked that.
Well, I find that it's really good for the world building because through their story, we kind of figure out what happened on Earth. It's been kind of a mystery that no one's really been exploring. And we know that this show is heavily inspired by shows like Battlestar Galactica and Lost. And it has a very Lost feel about it.
Yeah, especially right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think that over time, they're going to find a way to bring it back into the mainstay. But right now, it's just a way of letting us know how things came to be.
Yep.
Like, I like that we found out that people thought that the world was bombed by China, but it was this AI. I like that essentially we found out that the AI is based on her creator, which... props to a sweet, sweet, beautiful designer lady. Because you don't see very many genius women portrayed in media.
Well, that's why I liked the show that she was on prior, which is Eureka, because it's pretty much just a town of people who are just geniuses, and the government's like, let's put them all in a section and keep them away from the general public, so if anything happens, we have all the geniuses in one place, and they're protected by government and stuff like that. And she, I mean, her character, she's like a really sexy cop, but she's a tomboy at the same time.
Right.
But, like, the person who was running the town was a woman for a while. So, you know, like, stuff like that. And she was a gorgeous woman. I can't remember her name, off the top of my head. But, like, stuff like that. Like, I think that there's a lot of shows that are mostly doing that now. And I liked that. There was a lot of, I think Felicia Day was on it, too. And she was also a creator on that. So, it's like, it was a thing.
So in the sequence when we're watching, when Murphy's watching that video in the 86 Days, and it's just playing, we got the sense it's playing on repeat, right? Now, granted, they didn't really show anything, like, repeating over and over again. They just tried to give you the sense that it was endless.
Well, I was taking it as he was just watching the tapes, like, not over and over and over, like, one tape, like, and he would watch it repeatedly. I think because it was 86 days, he probably went through the tapes more than once.
Right.
Yeah.
So, because he did find himself surprised at one point, so it's like, okay, he must have not seen this that many times. So now when he's watching that stuff and he sees a scene with, like, Allie... But then he sees, like, Allie looks identical to this other girl, right?
Yeah.
So Allie is created in the image of this girl?
Yes. Pretty much, this girl was there and I guess was helping with a bunch of the other scientists, I guess. And because I guess that's a homage to, like, hey, you created me. I'm going to look just like you. I thought it was because Allie was falling in love with that guy that killed himself. Because it looks like they were dating.
Yeah, totally.
So that's what I got from that. But I don't know. I could be wrong, though.
Yeah, I just found it a little confusing, but I'm sure they'll explain more of it later.
Right.
Or if I watch it a second time, then, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think that Becca, who was the creator's name, I don't think that she had agreed to be the avatar for the AI, but I think that it was, like, a gift that everyone was giving her.
Right.
So, It was a little confusing at first, because I didn't recognize that they were the same person to begin with, but I think that there is a little bit of, like, God parallel thing that they're going for. Because there are so many, like, Greek references in this episode alone.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. I think that they're kind of setting that whole thing up.
Totally.
So speaking of Greek stuff, let's move on to Arcadia, which is the new name for Camp Jaha.
Right.
Do we like the change?
Yes, because I don't...
That was convincing.
Well, I do. Mostly because I think that it's weird to have a camp named after this guy who went insane.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Makes sense. And he left the camp.
He did.
Yeah.
And it's like changing it, since it's now a place for both Grounder and Sky people, having it be their united front is a really interesting concept.
Yeah.
I had looked up the, like, what Arcadia meant, and in the, I guess, European Renaissance, it's unspoiled harmonious wilderness, which is a nice combination between the two.
I like that.
Yeah.
Look at you and your facts.
That's what I do. It's why I'm here.
No, it's not.
Or just to use that voice as much as possible.
Oh, yeah, someone in the chat earlier, like, when we started, was like, oh, Tar needs to do his sexy voice at least once in this episode. And I was like, it'll happen.
There. Right.
Oh, yeah. We're building up to it.
Guys, we didn't even talk to anybody about the fact that we actually have a new panelist that's going to be joining us next
week.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we have a fourth.
We forgot to mention Erin Lane. She's going to be joining. Unfortunately for the show, and fortunately for us, unfortunately for the show, she booked an awesome gig, and she had to be in San Diego today.
Yeah.
So she's a host like we all are, and it's a hosting gig, so she went to do that. We could carry the ship today without her, but she will be here next week.
Yes.
And, that'll be exciting.
So, guys, be awesomely nice to her like you know that you are. Just, you know, you got to accept all the people in our crazy little family.
Oh, yeah.
So Erin is the newbie, so treat her nicely.
She'll be a great addition.
Yeah. Excited.
A fourth excited person.
Yay!
I feel like I can't talk about Arcadia without talking about Lincoln and Octavia.
Lincoln, hi, Ricky. We miss you. Sorry. Okay.
We really do. You're amazing.
You need to
come back anytime.
Like, I miss my best friend. Come back.
I love that Lincoln is kind of integrating into the Arcadia community. I don't like that Octavia is giving him, like, throwing so much shade.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guys, I need to ask a question. Why is this happening? I thought this is what we wanted, them to be together and happy all in one place, or is she, like, so much into grounder culture that she's like, how dare you? But, well, like, she's actually pulling in the traitor thing.
Yeah. The way I feel like it's happening, and this might be my own personal bias, but it feels like she appropriated this culture, and then now she's telling the person who was originally from that culture that he's not enough of it.
He's not hood enough, essentially.
Yeah. Sorry. I mean, pretty much.
No, it caught me off guard. That was a really good one. I liked that. Sorry.
No, that's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so proud of you. but yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's happening, and it's annoying. Do you guys ever get the feeling, and I find this in like, network television especially, so like CW, ABC, NBC,
yeah.
Stuff that isn't like just intentionally dark, like really dark, like HBO or something. You know, it's like
close.
It's getting close right now. The way she's acting, the way that Jasper acted in this episode, you always have to draw this line. Are they being annoying, or are they being annoying 100% just to manipulate you as an audience to like feel a certain way about them? And that's always, that to me as an audience member is always like a red flag when I get the feeling, I'm like, I don't really think this character is like dim enough to act like this. I think that they would be more sensible. I don't think they would like be this stubborn. Like I think less so with her, but more so with Jasper. And you could explain either one, but it's always, for me, it's always like, come on.
I mean, with Jasper, the only thing that I will defend him with is that people grieve differently. So he's just acting like a jackass because that's what he's going through.
He wants to die.
But Octavia, I feel like she's just being like a burned lover right now. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you should be happy that you guys are spending this much time. At one point, you guys were separated for a really long time. And he was going through his problem with being addicted to the thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, I mean, I understand that he almost killed Bellamy at one point because of the fact that he needed his fix. But, like, come on, you know?
That
like
was a great episode. I forgot about that run last season, the drug run.
That was great.
That was good. Yeah, it was really, really well told.
I don't know where her head is right now.
Well, I think that she's a scared little girl. Like, even when they had their moment together by the horse, she was basically saying that this truce will never hold, and they're going to get wiped out.
Yeah.
And so she thinks that they would be better hedging their bets, either running off together or completely siding with the grounders, who are more numerous than the sky people.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So I get that. And kind of to circle back to your thing, Ben, I feel like, and this is more a commentary on writing in general, in that I feel like characters that we find more annoying are actually being more human, and we're so used to characters acting the way that they're supposed to, or acting, making all the right choices, or making the choices that will affect us the most, that when a character is being a regular person, then we're like, why are you being that way?
Right.
You're unrealistic because you are not the way that we're used to being portrayed.
And also the fact that we keep forgetting these kids are young. I mean, I know that they're technically adults by age in that own because I'm trying to remember how time works in these past three seasons, but like, technically these guys were 18 when they got shipped down here?
Right.
So they're still technically children, so to a point. So I'm just assuming that those teenager mannerisms will come up. But everyone in the chat agrees with you. Jasper is everyone's like, just kill him. Seriously. Like, they're like, he's being a whiny bee baby. Jasper can die. I'm over him. Yes. But I have to agree with that, with what you said, because the fact that Jasper could have killed everybody today and he didn't even care. And I understand this because he's become hardened with his loss. But like, you also have to think about the people that are still around you to this point.
100%. Right. Because, you only get one family, so to speak. And like, this is your family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is all you have. I mean, I understand that Maya might have been your world for a little, like for that moment in time. And that sucks. But like, at the same time, there's still people there.
It's angsty teenage love, though, which has got its place. So anyway.
But we've all been there, though, guys.
100%.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on.
Never.
Wise words from Tari, or wisdom words from Tari. Look at you.
Nice.
Elizabeth is like, leave Octavia alone. I'm like, we don't hate her. It's just that I don't like her behavior right now.
Right.
Like, that's what's killing me, is because she's fought so hard to be this really tough person, and I don't think that's great, but, like, she's kind of being whiny, too, a little bit.
She is. And I think that, like,
Sorry, guys. Just laying out the truth.
No, it's true. And I think that in and of itself is great for a premiere. because it means that these characters have a ways to grow, as opposed to them being fully realized, which is a hard thing to do because you've had them grow over two seasons, and they've become completely different people, and now you have another season to question where they're going to go and how they're going to grow from there. And the fact that we have the, like, any issue where we find their character to be slightly flawed means that they can surprise us down the line.
Right.
Well, I like what JMILNE87 said. Octavia has a hesitation towards all arc-based authority due to her upbringing, which we definitely saw in the first season and continuing on. Yeah. She sees Lincoln transferring into one of them.
Right.
And I'm like, that makes sense. You know,
it's like
the
a
fact
distrust.
That she's yeah. So I get that, and I think that's a really good perspective. But I mean, I don't know. There's a weird line, just like with Jasper. Like, we all understand what he's going through, but there's like a weird line where it's like you got to either step up or
step up or get out.
Yeah.
Can we just like cover Bellamy's boo real quick? It's like that's what we
really,
can do.
That's next in line.
All right,
boy.
Go for it, man.
Yeah, I mean, like, so, I think we all have the same feeling, right?
I wish you guys could have seen our faces when we were watching him kiss somebody. Because at first I was like, wait, what? And then we all looked at each other like, wait, what?
Yeah. Things worked out really well because like. Bellamy is like, if he gets a girl, he's happy. But then, like, now Lindsay Morgan's single in the show again, which is like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You guys are on the same page?
Yes.
Never mind.
Yes.
So, Finn wants to be on the show.
Guys,
and
do you
he
see
wants
this?
To be the new Wick.
Tweet to the 100 writers, get Ben on the show.
Yeah, I want to be on the show, yeah. No, yeah, so, he kisses this girl, and she's like not like a skinny blonde, like, you know, she's got character.
Yeah.
Right? No offense to skinny blondes. I love skinny blondes. But she like has character. She's like dirty, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Her hair's like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's I still think that Bellamy's also grown a lot as well.
Yeah, he's more of
but,
a grown up.
But a lot of people are like sorry, they're talking about how random this hookup is. But I feel like it's not a hookup. I think he really actually cares for this girl.
Yeah,
and it was Raven who said she's too good for you.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
And she and Raven are like the bartenders. That's like the. Do we get that or no?
No, I think she's a bartender. Raven's just there because
she's
wanted
just
a drink.
Right.
Yeah,
okay. Because
yeah.
The one guy, the piano man,
Shawn Mendes. Let's talk about that for a split second. Shawn Mendes is a. Well, I guess he started on Vine, and then he was a singer, and then he did stuff on YouTube, and then he was a super fan of the show, and I guess they just threw him in there, and he sang a song on there.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
He's the guy who sings Stitches. Stitches, like that song.
Well, unfortunately, Lindsay Morgan claimed she didn't want a song, but
she got one.
She did want a song,
guys.
Apparently, so
we could have got.
Yeah. Well, you just had to, you know,
you
give
just start.
Her something.
You started that. Maybe she was like, "Hey, this guy on the 100 After Show
no,
on Apple TV."
No, guys, you don't have to pretend.
We tried, but yes,
she'll come on the show someday.
Christine Baker says, "Have we seen this girl before?" We thought the same thing, so we did a little research, and it doesn't look like she was on the show before. It looks like she was. She just was introduced for this season.
She's credited for two episodes.
Yes, but we're not going to tell you which one, so you already saw one of them, so...
Yeah, I imagine, you know, part two maybe, but I like that he was in the last 2 months able to develop a relationship, and like, he's a grown-up now.
He's a grown-ass man.
Yeah. I completely agree with you. I was like, hey.
And I like that she gave him the Iliad, because I feel...
We know
that he's now going on this... journey into the Ice Nation, so I feel like that is signifying that he's going to be mirroring that story.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So,
sorry, I was thinking of Yale. I know this is way off topic, but I love how Yale doesn't read. I love you, Yale. But she doesn't read books, and like just thinking about you talking about it, I was like, Yale would be so lost right now.
She'd be like, what is that book?
Tell me the things. Sorry.
But it makes me wonder, so out of Indra and Kane, who's going to turn into a pig, guys?
Ooh.
It's too deep? Too deep? Okay.
Yeah, I'd say it's
Indra.
Too deep.
A little bit. Yeah.
She's
all right.
Such a badass.
I'm into it.
I love seeing Indra on
screen.
She was
great.
Again.
I mean, I wanted to see more of her, but like, I liked that she was in this episode.
I started watching Newsroom recently, and she's on that, and it was so weird
she's
to see
great.
Her. So weird to see her in like a turtleneck, not wearing a white paint.
Not having like battle paint and stuff. I mean, all cut up. Yeah, she's amazing.
But she's
a
tough chick, man.
I love you.
She's great.
Real cool. Yeah, I missed Lexa a lot tonight. Alicia Demicary.
She's not coming back, right?
I mean, maybe. I like.
I don't think so.
At all? Yeah. Ever? You think she's gone forever?
I mean...
She could... I think she could totally come back this season.
She could, but, like, what
we
would
don't
her
really
role
need
be?
Her, though.
Yeah.
She's like Lark. She's Clark's love. Like,
I mean, everyone's talking about Clexa in here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we will get to that. We don't have to like just jump ship.
Let's continue.
We should probably address Bellamy's boo and Ricky Whittle's ninth and tenth ab that he grew.
Yeah. What was happening with that? I was like, what happened here? Are we doing a 12-pack now? Yeah. Like, what is happening? I mean, you look great though, but just like, what's happening?
She's the most jacked dude on television.
Seriously, there's The Rock and then there's Ricky Whittle. Like, they're right there.
And he has an English accent, guys. I mean, come on.
Yeah. We miss you, Ricky. Come back. I will bake you more cookies. Please come back.
Hopefully we can get him back on the show.
But yeah. So, I mean, Bellamy is now leading all these search parties for Clark. And now they've started a journey into Section 4. And they've been trapped.
Is it weird that I'm forgetting what's happening with these sections? Because I was really lost when they were like, we're in
Section
7.
Sections are new.
Okay.
Sections are new.
Okay, because I was like, I don't remember this in the last season. So yeah. I didn't know if we were talking about sections of Mount Weather or we're talking about just like sections of the forest. Like, I'm very confused.
I think now that the Union is formed, they've essentially established their new land, which I had written down as something or, Asgeda.
Asgeda, yeah.
And so that's their new established land. And these sectors are basically, when you're doing a search party, you want to section off different areas so that you know which has been covered, where you're going, and you can delegate responsibility from there.
Okay.
So I believe that's the tactic that they're using.
I mean, that's what I figured. I just didn't know if there was actual sections. Like I said, like they were going into Mount Weather and they were going through different sections and getting stuff and then protecting whatever they come across. Right. So I was just confused. So thank you for explaining.
You're welcome. It's what I'm here for.
It's been pointed out to us on the chat that she is coming back, which I think I remembered because I feel like I saw that in a trailer.
Oh, really?
I covered the Fear the Walking Dead panel at one point, so I was harassing her on Twitter constantly. She never responded. But I think perhaps she tweeted or maybe there was a deadline or something.
Yeah.
I knew that, I think, is why I felt that. Mm-hmm. And she's definitely coming back season 3.
Okay.
I just want to know what she's going to do.
She's going to be like, I betrayed you. You want to make out?
She's totally Clark wakes up and she's upset. She's clearly doing the things she's doing out of loneliness. And who does she miss?
I mean, it was great. Like, I mean, yes. I'd watch
Let's
it.
Let's talk about that, because that was great.
Are we covered on Bellamy?
Yes. I'm done with Bellamy. Okay, it's all about Clark right now.
Mostly just because he really liked that scene.
I got one word for you, and that word is ElfQuest. Did you guys ever read ElfQuest?
No.
You never read ElfQuest?
Uh-uh.
Did you ever read ElfQuest? The cover. So ElfQuest was this comic book from my 80s and 90s, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, my God.
The attire of ElfQuest was very much like sort of like the nomadic people in the Mad Max movie.
Please go look this up.
Post-apocalyptic 80s mixed with, like, Gem, kind of.
I'm
you know what I mean? It's all tattered and, like, the color of her hair. Like, all she was missing was the elf ears. And she would have, like, she felt to me like an ElfQuest character when I saw her. If you'll see this turn. I mean, it's maybe I'm stretching here.
Yeah. But I mean, I get what you mean, though. Like, this kind of stuff here. Like,
yeah,
I get it.
Yeah. Tweet it out when you get the chance.
ElfQuest, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But, like,
a side-by-side comparison.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much like before. It's, like, from before and during the time I was born.
Yeah.
But my older brother is 9 years older, and he had a lot of ElfQuest comics. Mm-hmm. So, like, I just knew the covers, and Clark was ElfQuest. So, anyway, we can keep going.
But, yeah, as a woman, I was just kind of like, dang, that wig is just, that is just not looking so hot, but I mean, she's not supposed to look like she, as you said, there's no conditioner out there.
Yeah, but we saw a trailer for the next episode and her hair's blonde again, so I saw the
Well, there was still red streaks, so I feel like because, like you said the writer said that she dyed her hair with berries. Maybe she fell into some water, leaked out, something like that.
Yeah, I saw a tweet today that they were explaining that her hair was dyed with berries, and I'm wondering if, so maybe it is just, like, artificially dyed and it'll all get washed out or something.
Yeah.
Sure looked pretty blonde in the next episode.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I don't know, I didn't like it. Like, I know that she's supposed to be, like, she's been living in the forest and stuff. Yes, she did fight a freaking panther. That was crazy. Yeah. I was like, Bagheera!
Like,
go away! Yeah, no, I hurt my soul. But, like, and also that bunny was super cute. But, Clark is, she's having a rough time a little bit. Like, everyone's having a bad day.
Now that she's killed a panther, do you guys, every time, like, Clark does something cool, do you kind of want the, like, rawr thing to play? You know what I mean?
Yeah. That like sound effect.
Yeah,
when she was in bed with the girl, I almost like wanted that sound effect to play.
I mean, she made a different sound effect, but yeah, sure.
Yeah,
because she killed a panther. But anyway,
I thought it was. But like in general, I'm super proud that she is taken care of herself from the past two episodes. Two seasons that we've seen her. But, like, at the same time, I'm like, what's happening, girl? Talk to me.
Yeah, she's kind of getting freaky. On? Like, I mean, did you guys feel like... I 100%...
I was like, well...
I mean, because she's been alone in the wilderness for so long. Yeah. 3 months. She's been hanging out by herself.
Yeah.
First time she feels the, like... familiar touch of someone who she can trust.
Yeah.
And this girl is down.
I mean, so yeah, she lost Finn.
She's been
Lexa, kind of. Yeah. And she's like,
been,
yeah.
She's been wandering the wilderness. She misses the touch of a good woman.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
You look to a chalice veil. Yeah. Yeah, she's been out in the wilderness.
Yeah.
Oh man!
Yeah, it's a good joke. We like me and my buddies say the touch of a good woman. Anyway, she got the touch of a good woman, and she saved her life. She said, "Well, we think," but those dudes were waiting for her.
I thought she was hella suspicious. Yeah. I thought she was going to turn them in, or she was going to poison her with that drink. Like, I didn't know what
something
was happening.
Something weird was going on.
But I mean,
yeah.
I guess it was just she was just ready for that one night stand. She was just waiting for it. Already did the walk of shame, but led her into some trouble.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But we all got like, how long into her? Nylia? What was the name of the woman?
Nyla. Yes.
How long into that like relationship at all? Don't even call it that. Like them talking. Did it take for you guys to be like, oh, this is going to go down?
From the very moment that she touched her skin. Yeah.
Oh, see, like, for me, it was like, they opened the scene of, like, Clark showing her back, and I was like, this is happening.
No, yeah. I mean, I thought about it, and I was like, they're not going to show that, so I was like, okay, whatever. And then, like, she did that whole, like, soft touch thing, I was like, ah! Nope, she's a goner. My spider senses are tingling, this is happening. It's about to go down.
Yeah, I mean, like... this show is just pushing boundaries, right? We got, like, that scene, which is, like, pretty intense. But then they're also just, like, throwing us nuggets. Like, we all asked, did we know that Miller had a boyfriend? Did we know that Miller was gay?
Yeah, someone brought it up in the chat. They're like, Miller has a boyfriend. And I was like, I feel like we talked about it. Maybe not us specifically, but I remember either reading something or someone bringing it up in a chat during one of our shows, like, the last few episodes of season two.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it was mentioned at least once.
I stick to it that he looks a lot like Russell Wilson. I still, like... I still feel
that. He kind of does. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Can you tweet out that side-by-side as well?
Yeah.
Ben's going to be tweeting out a lot of side-by-sides.
Tara's giving you homework. You have to tweet out all these things.
I mean, yeah, we had... So.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, like, okay, here's a question for you guys. How many gay black characters can you think of on network television? Can you name five that are on television right now?
We have the guy from the Empire.
Right.
Okay, I don't watch it.
Yeah, well, there you go. I got one.
I'm just
curious. Mr. Terrific from Arrow.
Yes.
Okay. We have the guy from Kimmy Schmidt.
Sure.
Yes, that's true. Yes.
Omar from The Wire, though. That's off TV now.
It's still television, it's still though.
But we also have one of the characters from... one of the characters from Modern Family.
Okay.
Never
mind.
Those are all network. Yeah, Wire wasn't network anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we have those.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's slowly coming into television. I know that Empire was the biggest one. Like, not, like, the biggest one, but it was a thing.
Right.
Yeah. And same thing with Arrow. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm happy that, you know, CW was embracing that a lot more, especially since literally in the beginning we had a guy who went mad and we watched him go mad. We had a lesbian sex scene and hearing that, a soldier, his boyfriend might be around or might have been around there. Yeah.
It's good to see. We've been talking about it since last year, really. I mean, it's nice to see CW pushing the boundaries. It's like it's a network that really could, like, signal change because the viewership is so much younger than a lot of the other networks.
Yeah.
And it speaks to a type of fan that really likes that sort of, like, very pretty looking, very pretty people, historically. I mean, I don't think it's much anymore. I think it's evolving. So it's a great place for them to kind of stake their claim and push, like, let's familiarize everybody with this. Like, you know, and I think they're doing a good job with it. So that's cool to see.
Agreed.
Shannara is, like, their big, that's the big thing coming up for them, right?
Shannara?
The Shannara Chronicles?
That's for MTV.
Oh, that's MTV.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah.
I mean,
handsome people. Easy to mistake.
Sure, right.
Yeah, I mean, it happens all the time.
So, I mean, I like... We're getting a view into the Ice Nation, a new group of people that we haven't really explored on the show.
Right.
And everyone, including them, including the other Grounders, and maybe even some people in Arcadia, everyone's looking for Clark right now.
Yeah.
She's the most wanted person on the show, and... like, throughout the world.
I love how she's called the Commander of Death.
Juanita,
I really
right?
like that. Yeah, Juanita. Which is crazy. Which, do we ever look up, like, specifically, like, where this origin of this name came from? Like, not, like, in the show. I meant, like, the name in general. Like,
in real life? I don't know if it's part of... I assumed it was part of Grounderspeak.
Yeah,
I
guess. Grounderspeak.
Okay.
Because I had looked it up. I had tried to see if there was, like, some kind of origin, but
yeah,
it's...
Like, yeah, I thought maybe it was from, like, a different language. Because I know that the Grounder who came into... the not the tavern, I guess the trading post or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of German thrown in there.
Huh.
I even heard, so I was like, I feel like they're just taking a bunch of languages and then just squishing them together. I know we didn't get to ask Cass Morgan about that, about what she thought of the Grounder language, but and next time we talk to her, I would like to talk to her about that. But
yeah, she'll probably come back on, I hope.
That's
interesting. I mean, and that would make sense with, like, the various cultures of the world being, like, bombed out and, you know,
right.
It's
been a long time, so a lot of these Grounders maybe have come from long ways away, and their like, heritage is sort of mixed, at which point maybe their language was created from the blending of a lot of old cultures.
Right.
Yeah.
Could see that happening.
I was just trying to figure it out if there's a reason behind it, like, besides the fact it's called the Commander of Death.
Right.
Mm. Okay. Fine. So,
and nosy.
Stop wondering things.
I'm sorry.
But that kind of is where we leave off, where Clark leaves her booty call and is taken by this bounty hunter.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I love how you said leaving her booty call and gets taken.
Yeah, that's what happened.
No, I know that's what happened. She and was doing the walk of shame and then she got taken.
I approve of it.
Yeah.
Walk of shame to where? Back into the wilderness where she won't ever again experience the torture of a good woman.
Oh, no, but I think she was trying to avoid getting her into trouble, like what happened at the trade thing. But yeah, I mean, I was like, why are you going to do that? And kind of nice bed to sleep on, nice cutting lady to cuddle against. Come on.
Yeah.
What you doing?
She was just using it for the meat drying and salting. all right, so she gets taken.
In more ways than one.
Clark's going to be fine. I think we can all agree. I mean, they're not going to kill off Clark, so she'll get in some trouble. They'll have to rescue her. It'll be a rescue operation. That's going to be probably what happens.
That sounds like a prediction.
But what I want to... Look, guys, you can't
do
this
again.
We need to...
It's too early. We haven't gotten through the episode yet.
Can we talk about... about Raven and Abby and the lack of Wick? No?
Yes.
Whatever.
Talk about this?
We can.
Whatever.
Yeah. I feel like we're at the very budding phase of it.
Okay.
Get out.
Yeah, Wick,
I did it one time. The one time I tried to be funny, you tried to kick me out.
Wick was like such a whatever to me. Like, he didn't.
No, you were just jealous.
No, yes.
I'm sorry, continue.
No, I mean, it wasn't like he was bad. It just was like, they didn't, like, spend a whole lot of time developing him.
Right.
I didn't feel like. So it was just... what it made me feel like was she felt like a less relevant character by putting her with him. Because then they were trying to, like, make them relevant by this relationship.
Yeah.
I was like, I wasn't a big fan of that. But,
yeah.
But just, like, so she's got a hurt hip ever since the explosion.
Yeah.
That's why she couldn't get off the horse? Or is it just because she has the bad leg?
It was just her leg.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently her hip's been in pain for the past 3 months since the explosion.
I really liked that they, because I don't know if you guys remember, like, so she hurts her leg, or she doesn't hurt her leg, but she's paralyzed and she gets the brace on her leg, and they played that up for a couple episodes.
Right.
There's the one where she's trying to climb the tower, and, you know, she does it or whatever, but
yeah.
After a while, they kind of stopped alluding to it. They, like, made her move a lot more freely, and they just, like, you know, I mean, she had a limp, but they didn't talk about it anymore.
Yeah.
And it was good to see in this episode that they kind of got back to the fact that, like, she is a crippled character. She's not at the same speed as everyone else. She can't get off a horse. She is still hampered by this. It hurts and it sucks and she's not happy about it and she hasn't just gotten over it so everything's happy. Like, I appreciated that about that because that's a very big part of her character.
Yeah, I'd agree. I like that she's still the same stubborn Raven.
Yes, I like that they haven't toned that down about her character, that she's like, I'm fine. I've been dealing with this pain for 3 months, but, like, you could tell it's starting to wear her down a little bit more.
Yeah.
But she's still, like, you know, just kind of just
feisty.
Yeah. Like how we were introduced to her. So it makes sense. But according to, Sheridan in the chat, Wick is not coming back. Jason said so.
Interesting.
So.
Okay.
I
wonder.
I said Wick is whack.
Yeah, I wonder why. That it sort of seemed like in the finale, wasn't he was like, I'm here for you, and they had, like, their moment?
Well,
I mean,
she had already started
honest.
Pushing him away.
Yeah, at that point, because of her leg.
Yeah.
Well, she was like, I need you, just don't leave. Remember that? When they're by the explosion inside Mount Weather?
Right.
She's like, and he's like, She said, please don't, I think she says, please don't leave or don't leave.
Yeah.
It was like a big moment, big symbolic moment. So I guess maybe that's surprising that he's just not going to be back. I wonder why.
I mean, maybe he got another show.
Yeah, I was like, maybe he got another gig.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you guys want to cast me as a character on the show.
Yeah. Raven needs a new love interest. Yeah. Like, she needs someone super handsome and super bow tie wearing that will like push her to be a better person.
Or, how about, you know, maybe she tries the female side of things. Just saying.
He cast Alexis.
Jason?
That's fine, true. Too.
Can she have two love interests, one male, one female, and be like one of the first really
we're gonna have the
interesting
most
poly relationships on television?
Hey guys, we'd have the most gorgeous babies.
You would, yeah.
The three of us?
How would that even work?
We make it work. We figure it out.
Yeah, logistics are not a problem.
Yeah, then. We can figure it out.
All right, let's move on from this. It's getting weird.
I'm sorry, did I go too far?
Yeah, no. So anyway, that was about it. I didn't really think that, like, right, there wasn't a whole lot else with her character this episode. I do think that there's a little bit of, like, another one of these, like, plotting red flags for me where I'm like, okay, she's got a bum leg and, you know, Jasper is totally nuts. Why are you bringing these guys out into, like, the wilderness to fight? Like, there's got to be somebody else that can hold a gun that isn't just one of the kids. Like, a military person that doesn't have a brace on their leg, or somebody who isn't just, like, a raging alcoholic that wants to die. Oh, like, if you're going to go out there and it's dangerous, like, why are you bringing them? You know? You guys didn't feel it a little bit?
Yeah, but I guess because they were here first, it's kind of hard to ask the adults to step in, which is weird. I feel like we should start doing that. But right. I know that, remember when they first got there and the adults were trying to run things and we're like, no, guys, the children have been here first. They know what's going on.
I still stick to the fact that the two most badass characters in the whole show that we still have in the show are Indra and Octavia. Like, they're the sweetest. Like, they're just, nobody's as cool. Lexa was super sweet, but those two are the most, they're the coolest.
Yeah. I'd agree.
No, I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
Avery, sorry, I know that we're going to keep going, but I like that Raven has Finn's necklace in the car. I don't know if you guys caught that, the little. Yeah, I saw that because I was like, because you guys know how much I love Finn. But
Ben,
yes.
Avon, ship it. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, everyone's like, oh, okay, I see how it is. You let Ben have her, but what about me, huh? Yeah, okay, I see how it is. I'm just chopped liver. God. Whatever. I'm married now. I don't care.
We're going to keep trying to get her on the show, guys. Yeah. We're just going to keep trying.
Yeah. It's okay. But I also want to talk about Abby because I didn't hate her as much like I did last season because she was being a whiny little brat.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't know what's going on with her because she seems like she's kind of pushed a lot of her duties in different directions. And I'm like, what are you doing? Are you being chancellor? Are you being a doctor? Are you being both? Pick one. I don't understand what's going on.
Well, it's as Raven said. She's running away from her feelings. And Clark she's left. Trying to keep busy. Yeah.
Because she misses Clark.
I know, but she messed that up on her own, like, accord. So, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, but it doesn't change the way she feels.
No, I know that, but, like, at the same time, like, again, it's the same thing with Jasper. It's like, I understand what you're going through, but there are other things that are more important right now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, making sure people are alive. Did you see that line at the medical bay? Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, and it's good that she was called out for it, because, I mean, we could let that character stay in obscurity and...
Oh, geez, sorry. The chat is really not liking Abby. I'm going to please continue.
Oh, no.
It's pretty bad.
Ooh. I mean, she's been through a lot, and she, again, has a long ways to grow, and I'm glad that we aren't the ones who have to point out that she's overstretching herself.
Yeah.
It's acknowledged in the world itself.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't get much Kane in this episode. Abby's fine.
I thought it was great.
Remembering last season, the one flaw with last season in the end is that they dangled so many of the important characters dying and they didn't kill any of them, which, like, not to say that I would like to see some of these characters not in the show, but it's like a little bit like, okay, you guys remember like when it really definitely seemed like Kane was dead?
Yes.
Yeah, no, we were already saying like, no, he's dead. And 100%. Then he's still there. Yeah.
And like it also was maybe Abby was going to die, but Kane was almost for sure going to die because he was like really injured and was going to give up.
Yeah.
It's like everything's just back to normal. So like that to me is a thing where Jasper gets the knife on his throat and they start to cut. But like there's no part of me that's like, that's really going to happen.
I mean, Jasper has almost died way too many times to count since first season.
Well, right. Well, because he was originally supposed to die in the first episode.
Didn't he get the spear through his chest in the very first
episode?
That
was him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. That's what I'm saying. I was just like, he was supposed to die numerous times, but his character has gone through some shit.
Well, it's because people like them too much.
Is a ship? I like that.
Yeah, people want Kane and Abby to get together.
I just like this called Cabby. That's a funny one.
Nice.
Yeah. Cabby.
All right, so we're running short on time, guys. Okay. So we're going to move on to predictions.
Yes, very good.
AfterBuzz TV. Predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Double prediction.
If anybody in the chat wants to throw in a prediction or two, we may or may not read one or two of them.
Yes.
Yeah, because I know that there's a lag, so we'll talk about our predictions first, but please put them in the chat so that I can read them off.
100%.
Or Ben, whoever.
So I will start with mine because
please,
I said it already.
And please, please.
You know, Clark is going to be captured, but as we saw in the trailer for the next episode, like, it doesn't look like she's just going to be killed. They're trying to work out some other plan, and there will be, like, a rescue operation. That's what's going to end up happening. It'll be big and exciting, and they'll get her back. It might take, like, 4 episodes, but I think they're going to get her back.
Okay.
For sure. Yeah. I don't think she's going to be, like, captive for too long and that these people are going to prove a real problem.
Right.
We might lose somebody in the process. It might be, like, another episode 4, Wells' death.
Why would you bring that up? I liked Wells and Finn. God dang it, guys.
Yeah. What about you, Alexis?
I mean, I'm really excited to see, we got to see Clark take down a giant panther, and that was really cool, but I like that, I just want that now, but I liked that, like, right before it was, like, next week, or, like, at the very end of next week on the 100, when she was like, you want to see the commander of death, I'll show it, like, whatever, and I was just like, whoa. So I'm really hoping to see her actually, like, take down, like, a bunch of people and just show that she is just absolutely crazy.
She reminded me of Kurt Russell in Tombstone. You wanted the thunder, well, now you got it.
I feel like we've seen Clark grow a lot since day one, and I just really want to see her just kind of go Murphy crazy when just, like, start killing some people.
She's killed a lot of people.
She has. Like, she's killed a ton of people. I just want to see it all in one room.
Number of people.
I've been watching too many Tarantino films. I'm sorry. Mm. But no, I'm really happy about that. I'm kind of interested to see what's going to wake up Jasper out of this whole conundrum that's happening with him. And also to see how our smaller stories are. I don't really care about Bellamy and his love interest. I don't think that's going to last, to be honest. And then Linky and Octavia trying to get their love back on track. Mm. Kane and Abby are just kind of there. So I'm just hoping that Abby really just steps it up.
Yeah.
So it's mostly just, I'm waiting for the next level. That's what I'm waiting for this season, I think we're going to get it.
Somebody just said Clark dies. Do you think that it's possible they could kill Clark? Like, do you think it's... I think Octavia is a strong enough lead that they could move her over.
And you've mentioned that before.
Yeah.
The show before.
I do think they've developed her really well. It's like a very strong lead that if they wanted to, and that would be like the preseason finale?
Right.
Yeah.
What's how they
the
call
mid-season
that?
Finale.
Mid-season.
The second to last episode.
Oh, the what's penultimate.
Yeah.
There you go. As much as I wouldn't care if Clark died and like... And that whole thing happened. Not saying I wouldn't care that she died. It's just that I can't really see the writers killing her off.
Right.
But at the same time, if they did, I feel like she's not a main, like, not a main character. So she's kind of like
Clark.
Clark.
She's a strangely. She's like the least main character the show has on TV.
Like right now, yeah. Well, but I mean, like, people want to see what's going to happen, so I'm okay with that. But at the same time, if she did die, I would be like, oh my god, that sucks. But
right.
We have enough people that we've already. Have thrown all blood, sweat, and tears in our soul into their storylines that if they took over, it wouldn't be as hard of a transition.
Yeah.
It would just be weird.
Totally.
Yeah. I mean, it is an ensemble show. However, I feel like she is the core.
She's the glue.
Of it.
Of the
and
show.
So, like, she's always what's driving the plot forward.
Man.
I think that she's too much of a fan favorite for them to ever get rid of. But also, I think that her plot armor is too thick to where... They couldn't kill her if they wanted to.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got, Tari?
I mean, my main prediction is about the City of Light. I think that we are going to discover, basically, that it is like a mental projection. In that, like, I think that the plot is going to be that he's essentially going to project it, create some kind of field that projects it into everyone's mind, and then they're in this utopia in their own heads, something like that.
Yeah, because the fact of the pill just kind of altering...
You take the blue pill, that whole thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's going to be the main thing with that storyline.
Okay.
I also think that... I think that Jasper's going to bite it this season.
You think so?
I think he kind of needs to. Like, I don't think, I'm not saying that as because the fact of just like, oh, he needs to die. Like, I feel like his character has gone through so much crap that I feel like it, the piece would just be him dying at that point. I think he just needs to go.
Hopefully we can get him on the show. A friend of mine was just in a movie with him. So hopefully, you know, we can maybe,
I would reach out. Richard to come up here and I want to talk
to
him.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. We almost got him last year. Maybe we can get him this year.
Yeah.
Please and thank you because I love you.
Yeah, cool. We didn't talk about Amori, but she'll probably be more on the show next week. We can talk about her a little bit then.
Yeah,
All right, cool.
So that's it.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us. Welcome back to the 100 and After Buzz. Make sure to go on iTunes and like and subscribe. 5 stars if you love what we're doing. 4 stars if you think we can improve, and then leave a comment below and let us know something to that effect. And in the interim, between week to week, where can they find you? Ben Bateman.
You guys can find me at Ben Bateman Media on Twitter and Instagram. I do an action movie talk show called Action Movie Anatomy on the Popcorn Talk Network here in this very same building on Wednesdays. We have an episode this Wednesday at 11 interviewing the director and writer of the film Warrior, which is one of my favorite movies ever. They're going to be in studio on set with us. So check that out.
Nice.
You can find me all over social media at atorres890. Don't forget to check out our other sister network, Black Hollywood Live. We were on Sweetie Pies pretty much, I think, last weekend or the weekend before. I do a show called Geek Nerd Tech on there, and you should just check it out. It's really, really awesome.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And you can find me on Twitter at Tauri J. It's TauriJay, and assorted panels here on AfterBuzz TV. Thank you for joining us once again, and we'll see you next week. Until then, stay grounded.
Bye, guys.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.